This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where people are looking at a big debate to shake up the race, maybe one last time. Any more October surprises on the way tonight when the two candidates get together? We'll talk a little bit about their very different plans in leading up to the debate. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. If there's something you particularly hope to hear from either one of the candidates, you can try to give us a call. I do think it's worth noting that the New York Times, which is clearly, it may not be a partisan newspaper in the sense that they're signed on to the Democratic Party, but they are unquestionably signed on to the liberal agenda. And they couldn't be more clear about where they stand on President Trump and his campaign for re-election. I mean, the entire editorial section last time, that a special section that had 7 or 8 different reasons why Trump was a danger to the Republic and he was the most terrible president ever. And they're fairly clear on that. So when they put on the front page an article about with 12 days to go, a presidential race with room for surprises. And then they put as the subheadline, Homestretch offers Trump narrow path to victory. And what they write, and I think it's entirely clear, and it's something that every Trump supporter and every Biden supporter, frankly, should keep in mind, is that there is a danger, and I think the Biden campaign has been aware of this, that their side will end up like the Hillary Clinton campaign, complacent, taking victory for granted. And people say, well, they already have done that because they kept Biden in his basement all week this week. He didn't come out at all. I don't think that's because they're complacent. I think that's because they're very nervous. And there is one issue, one, on which the president and Joe Biden entirely agree. I mean, entirely agree. And they actually are working together to help each other in this regard. Is that Joe Biden, for reasons that are very obvious, wants to keep all the public attention on Donald Trump. Joe Biden does not want to be an object of public attention. He wants the attention to be all on Trump, 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 Trump. And guess what? President Trump, it's deep in his nature, wants as much public attention as he can get. He wants more and more public attention on him. And for the Biden campaign, that's just fine, because they assume that public attention on President Trump does not work to his advantage. And they probably also assume that too much public attention on Joe Biden wouldn't work to his advantage. But what the New York Times sketches out is this. They say the clearest road for Mr. Trump is to hold one of the 3 states that he snatched from Democrats to give him victory in 2016. Those 3 states, and you know them by heart, Pennsylvania, 20 electoral votes, Michigan, 16 electoral votes, or Wisconsin, just 10 electoral votes. So how many of those 3 states, let's review class, can President Trump lose and still be president? He can lose 2 of them. All he has to do is to hold on to Pennsylvania, Michigan, or even Wisconsin. Let's say he lost both Pennsylvania and Michigan. I think it's very likely he will lose Michigan, and it's possible he would lose Pennsylvania. If he holds Wisconsin, then that would mean that he is brought down to 270 electoral votes. That's right. As long as he continues to win the second district in Maine, and he's ahead right now there, and he should win that district, he would have exactly 270 electoral votes. Why is that significant? That's the minimum with which you can win. Now, that's even if he loses Pennsylvania and Michigan. But what it means is that a bunch of other states that are very, very close right now, or where Biden is leading, sometimes by as much as 5 points, it means that, okay, you can lose Pennsylvania and Michigan, but you got to hold on to Florida and Georgia. Texas, according to a brand new poll, is a tie again. I think that President Trump is likely to win the state of Texas, but I do not believe that that it is necessarily the case that it'll carry Florida, North Carolina, Georgia. All of these states are competitive. Iowa actually shows Biden ahead by 3 points. That's a state Trump carried last time by 9. So it's a very close election, and a great deal depends on this debate. Let me share with you just a little bit about the reporting on the preparations for the debate and the strategy of both sides, because I think what's fascinating here is that both sides understand that the one thing that it would take to really shake up this race in a fundamental way at the debate is if Joe Biden made some kind of horrible gaffe. Is he capable of that? You bet. Here is what a piece by Maggie Haberman in The Times says, and I think that this is based on interviews with Republican and Democratic consultants, some of whom have been involved in debate prep. Republicans would like to see the president offer an affirmative vision for the country and draw a policy contrast with Mr. Biden in terms that resonate with the few undecided voters remaining. But Mr. Trump, with his history of indiscipline and invective, has struggled to define Mr. Biden this year, and he is running short on time. Mr. Trump's advisors hope that he can get under Mr. Biden's skin tonight at the debate in Nashville, which will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. But they also urge the president not to interrupt Mr. Biden repeatedly after a first contest in which Mr. Trump constantly hectored his rival, and Mr. Biden told him at one point to shut up as the evening spiraled out of the moderator's control. The president has signaled he intends to focus on Mr. Biden's son, Hunter, and his business dealings after a New York Post report on that subject. But some advisors fear he will not be able to control himself and will attack the younger Mr. Biden in a way that engenders sympathy for the Biden family, a dynamic that unfolded in the first debate when Mr. Trump mocked Hunter Biden's history of battling drug addiction. He didn't mock it. What he said is he could never hold a job. He was thrown out of the military because of his cocaine addiction, etc. The president, in order to have a successful debate, has to go on offense without being offensive, said Brett O'Donnell, a Republican strategist who has coached candidates in debates. The American people care more about their own family than they do about the family of Hunter Biden, especially during the pandemic. We will get back to that. We can also go to your calls in just a moment. 1-800-955-1776. Mr. Trump has spent days attacking the Commission on Presidential Debates, which organizes the event, and announced that the two candidates would be muted at times. This, of course, is very controversial. I'm not sure it works for President Trump if he brings that up in the debate. But we will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about what both sides want to do in the upcoming debate. And basically, President Trump needs to hold the states that he carried last time. He can lose two of them, He could lose of the crucial states that were incredibly close last time. He could lose both Pennsylvania and Michigan, or he could lose Michigan and Wisconsin. He can't lose all three, or he loses the election. It looks more and more unlikely that President Trump is going to capture Minnesota. He's running way behind, which is a Democratic state that Hillary carried very narrowly last time. It looks unlikely that he will carry Nevada, which is another Democratic state that he has, says he has targeted, and almost impossible that he would carry New Hampshire, where Biden, according to all of the recent polling, has a lead 10 points or more. So we're down to three big states where Biden needs to win one. Now, pardon me, where Biden needs to win all three to guarantee his victory. That is, unless he breaks through in Florida or North Carolina or Georgia or Ohio or Iowa or other states that Trump carried last time. It is a fascinating dynamic that is going on. Let's go to Ryan in Salt Lake City. Ryan, thanks for hanging on. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I agree with your assessment that the president would do well to focus on things like the economy and not attack Hunter Biden personally. But I'm curious, you seem to downplay the other aspect of these emails that are coming out, and I realize it's alleged, but if there is some truth to everything that we're hearing, it's not just about Hunter Biden, but ultimately it could implicate Joe Biden in selling out our foreign policy and our national security, and it seems to me that is worth talking about.
Except part of the problem here is, you know, that the date of these emails and the date of all this dealing was 2017. He was not a public official at that time. In other words, he had already left the vice presidency. Now, he obviously, I think at that time, he did not think he was going to be campaigning for president in 2020. And after all, he's 77 years old now. It's a very unusual time of life to campaign. But do I think that this kind of dealing reflects incredibly badly on Hunter and on his relationship with his father, and that he took advantage of his father's name? Sure. But I'm reading, the Newsweek did a piece, and it was interesting, about Joe Biden's likely response. And his likely response is to cite the Senate committee that said that when they looked at Hunter Biden's activities, the Republicans on the Senate committee said in a separate report that there was no evidence that Joe Biden had done anything illegal or had acted in behalf of any of these Ukrainian interests that Hunter was involved with. The idea that Joe Biden might have received hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars personally from Chinese companies or Chinese-based companies, I think is very problematic. But we're very far from having that being proven or acknowledged. And I suspect that we are probably going to have some question early on in the debate, either a question from the moderator or certainly a question from President Trump when they have a chance to talk to each other. And President Trump has already announced the Trump campaign that this guy, Bob Olinsky, who was Hunter Biden's business partner and who seems to be very much anti-Biden at this point, he is going to be there present at the debate so they can point to him and say, right there, your business partner. Here's my basic point, and when you say I'm downplaying it, I don't think this is going to decide the election, because one of the things that's characteristic about this particular election in every poll is the small number of undecided voters. And could it sway some undecideds? Maybe. Is it likely to get people who currently are committed to Vice President Biden to rethink that? Maybe. But I think somewhat unlikely. Ryan, it's a very good and very fair question, and I appreciate your posing it. On the Medved show, there's so much interesting analysis and commentary about where we are right now. There's a piece by Gail Collins. It says, Donald and Joe are ready to go. And she writes, you probably heard that Thursday's final ultimate climactic presidential debate is going to feature a mute button. The idea is that Donald Trump and Joe Biden will each get to speak for 2 minutes on a topic before the other guy can interrupt. The Trump people claim they hate this idea. But when you think of it, nobody could benefit more than being muted than Donald Trump. One keen observer calculated the president interrupted Biden or the moderator, Chris Wallace, at least 128 times in the last go-round, which would suggest a butting-in average of about once every 42 seconds. And the whole spectacle was, of course, a disaster in the president's campaign. If he had been forced to keep his mouth shut for even a tiny stretch of time, it might have made him look more like a candidate for re-election to the most powerful post on the globe and less like a bad imitation of Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live. Okay, there's the other factor, and a number of Trump advisors are acknowledging this, that in a sense, President Trump's interruptions rescued Joe Biden. Joe Biden is capable of generating confusion, word salad, making all kinds of embarrassing errors. Apparently in this campaign, and you've heard it, he at times have said, I'm Joe Biden and I'm running for U.S. Senate. Now, if he said something like that in the debate, if he said, well, that's why I'm running for Senate, it would be disastrous. And I know the theory of at least some of President Trump's advisors and some of the people who are prepping him for the debates is give Joe Biden a chance to step into some kind of embarrassing error. Let him have the chance to actually show that Joe Biden is not as crisp and not as ready as he should be for the challenges of the presidency. The coronavirus is undoubtedly going to be one of the issues that probably both Biden and the moderator emphasize. Why? Because there's evidence around the country that despite all kinds of encouraging progress on vaccines and encouraging progress on therapeutics, that the numbers on coronavirus continue to go up. Is this likely to be an issue? No, it's sure to be an issue in the debate. And what's the right background for it? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. The president was tested ahead of tonight's debate with former Vice President Joe Biden, as new rules from the Commission on Presidential Debates dictated. Upon arriving in Nashville, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters that the president's test had come back negative. The Biden campaign announced earlier in the day that the former vice president had also tested negative Thursday morning. Wall Street reacted positively to comments from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi about making progress on a coronavirus stimulus package. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 154 points to end the day just over 28,000. The S&P 500 finished up 0.5%, while the Nasdaq made modest gains to finish the day up 0.2%. Banks led the gains as Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Morgan Stanley all jumped at least 2%. The 10-year Treasury yield also finished on a four-month high. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wall Street Journal, Daniel Henninger writes, just 2 days from, 2 weeks from Election Day, and it's actually less than 2 weeks now, it's 12 days. Just 2 weeks from Election Day, with October surprises adding to already routine chaos, the baseline reality in front of the incumbent president is that some 90% of the electorate is already committed, either to him or to Joe Biden. And so his victory depends on squeezing votes out of the remaining undecided turnips. Also posit that Mr. Biden's theory of the election has just two elements. First, the apparent fact that most Americans, notably seniors, disapprove of Mr. Trump's handling of the corona pandemic. And second, the belief that most undecided voters are reluctant to absorb four more years of the unique Trump persona. So what has the president done since the bizarre first presidential debate to turn turnips in his direction? To reassure their concerns on COVID-19, he called Anthony Fauci an idiot and a disaster. Dr. Fauci is a maddening media hog. But why would an 11th-hour assault on a nominal leader of his own coronavirus team do anything for the president but subtract votes? And by the way, sure that Joe Biden will bring up the Trump attacks on Fauci and the disputes with Fauci about being used in that, that kind of thing. Even Mr. Trump's most ardent supporters acknowledge the reality of ambivalence about the president's routine belligerence. At a recent Pennsylvania rally, Mr. Trump called out to suburban women, "Will you please like me?" Within days of asking undecided women to vote for him, he calls the Bidens a criminal family. Appalling swamp creatures, maybe. But the Gambinos? From day one, and despite a quite remarkable record of economic vitality, His presidential approval rating, meaning Donald Trump's, has never crossed 50%. Why not? Again, the Biden campaign's not irrational conclusion is that Mr. Trump simply rubs enough of the American public the wrong way to ensure his inability to win re-election. So it is not unreasonable to wonder if the president has decided that if he's going down, it will be in a final Trumpian blaze of invective and defiance. He concludes his column by saying the problem, the reason he is supporting Trump, Daniel Henninger, and strongly, is he says, at the finish, this presidential election is of a piece with everything else in 2020, the desire that some things just go away. So which is it, Donald Trump or the Democratic Party? And he writes, I think the greater national need is for the Democratic Party to go away and rethink what has become its profound alienation from the history, traditions, and identity of the United States. If they win, the divisions will get deeper. In our invaluable system of checks and balances, it's a bigger risk to have one of America's two major parties this far off the tracks than any single personality. In other words, who are you more afraid of? One guy, even the President of the United States, or Henninger asks, an entire party that seems to have gone, as he puts it, off the tracks. Let's go to Tim in Oak Harbor, Washington. Tim, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hey, Mike, I listen to your show in the afternoons, and in full disclosure, I am the congressional candidate for the 2nd Congressional District in Washington State. So just to get that out there, everybody knows that I'm a little biased in this subject.
Okay, well, good luck to you. Good luck to you on Election Day.
Thank you, thank you. I'd like to comment on what you're talking about now, but my original call was based on what Ryan or Brian was it that called you in the last segment. Questioned Hunter Biden and Joe Biden questioning that is probably going to happen tonight. We all know it will happen at some point in time.
Of course it will happen. Yeah, President Trump wouldn't have invited Bob Alinsky there if he didn't plan on making a point of it.
Exactly. But, you know, and you like the naysayer, so I'm going to be a naysayer today. After 3.5 years, I've been listening to your show, well, longer than 3.5 years, but you've been encouraging the investigations of this Trump collusion. It was proven incorrect. It went on and on and on. It still drags on today, and yet you don't think we should be looking into the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden thing. And you know,
no, I think it's fine to look into it. I think that they are convening a congressional investigation, but to my knowledge, the FBI has declined so far to either consider or to enable a special prosecutor. And I think 2 weeks before an election is probably not the best time to begin serious digging into this. By the way, the evidence is that the FBI had this hard drive for months. They've had it for a while, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so again, I kind of trust the FBI, and I know that's not always popular right now, but I very much trust Christopher Wray, who I think is an outstanding director.
I
think if there's anything there that involves potential criminality, we'll have an investigation and maybe some indictments.
Well, and I agree with that. I just say, hey, let's let that be on the forefront of our minds right now, because this is an election that's going to have ramifications. And if Joe is implicated in this and he wins, is he going to have to go through the same rigmarole and the same abuse that Donald Trump went through for the last 3.5 years? Is it going to be that vicious, as vicious as it was
on
Donald
one thing,
Trump?
One thing, again, that not. I think is worth considering is President Trump, with some of these disclosures of his tax returns, I would be against attempts to prosecute Donald Trump if he loses the election or if he wins the election. And again, some of that vulnerability is still trying to, you know what the audit is about, right? The Trump tax audit that he says prevents him from releasing any of his tax returns.
Yeah, I mean,
it's about a check he got from the government for $79 million that he, Donald Trump, got from the government in 2012 as a refund. And that, it seems to me, is also possible to come up tonight. But wouldn't you, as a candidate yourself, prefer to see them talking about, okay, how do we deal with coronavirus? How do we deal with a national debt that is completely out of control and a deficit that is a scandal? How do we continue the kinds of progress that President Trump has made in the Middle East, including the new breakthroughs that appear to be looming with Sudan?
I agree.
I'm sure you as a candidate talk about that. What, for the people in your district, what is the number one issue when it comes to electing a member of Congress?
Well, I think right now the number one issue has to be this COVID response and opening up the economy. And so I think they should spend their time on that, most of their time, if not all their time. However,
amen.
I just don't think it's off the rails. That the question comes up. That's all I'm trying to say.
No, the question will undoubtedly come up. And by the way, when you start reading into this stuff and actually talking to people, most of Trump's advisors, including people who have spoken on the record, kind of prefer that it won't come up. Precisely because, see, Trump has, and we talked about this yesterday, Tim, thank you and good luck in your campaign. We talked yesterday about this idea that George W. Bush managed to get reelected because people liked him personally better than they liked his policies. And with Trump, it's become the opposite. And where people who approve of his policies, particularly on the economy, still aren't over on the Trump train because of his personality and his character and his response to issues. And I do think that what Daniel Henninger talks about as the president's belligerence is going to be under control tonight. It has to be, or his last best hope of turning this election around is at least diminished. We'll get to more coming up on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
That unless you're really, really loaded with resources, you can't participate in the exciting economic opportunities of startup companies in the high-tech world. Well, you can. And you can do so with no obligation, no pressure, no cost at all. Find out about Our Crowd, my brother's company, which you can sign up for to get updates and information at no cost at all. Go to michaelmedved.com, sign up for Our Crowd, find out about the very latest opportunities for ordinary people to be part of a very exciting and growing aspect of our economy and of Israel's economy. Check out Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner. There is so much going on. I do want to play one thing that President Trump said last night. He was in a rally in North Carolina, one of the many, many states that are so close and that the president needs to win the presidency. He was speaking in Gastonia, North Carolina. Clip 14.
I'm keeping the terrorists, jihadists, and violent extremists the hell out of our country, if that's okay with you. And I'll never say it because it's not good to say it, and I'm knocking on nice, beautiful wood because I can tell it's ours because they spend a lot of money on building these things. But you haven't seen too much happening on that front, have you, huh? You notice? Okay, well, keep your eyes open. Okay, keep your eyes open, because I'd love to do something. Just keep your eyes open. But there's a reason for things not happening also.
Okay, he's right. I mean, he's completely correct that he should claim all kinds of credit for the lack of major jihadist terror operations in the United States during his presidency. However, we've had terror attacks, and most of them in Trump's administration have been by domestic terrorists and people who are not recent immigrants to this country, people who were, in most cases, native-born. And I think he is going to be asked yet again about distancing himself from extreme militant right-wing organizations, and particularly from conspiracy theories like QAnon. That will come up, and I am confident the president will have a better, more clear-cut denunciation of the theory that his opponent and all other leading Democrats are involved in a child trafficking, blood drinking, Satan worshiping worldwide cabal. Let's go to Steve in Tacoma. Steve, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I wanted to comment a bit on the Daniel Henninger article that you read earlier, and just a segment of it where he concluded saying that he would rather vote for Donald Trump than and the death of the Democratic Party. And I think his contention's wrong. If there's a blue wave where he gets destroyed and the Senate is lost and there's gains in the House, I think it's time for some soul searching on the Republican side. I'm at that age now where I should be going over towards the conservative side, but I can't go to you guys. You're lost to me forever. I don't know what you stand for anymore. Guns and abortions. I guess that's it. You've lost your...
And for guns and against abortions, to be fair. To be fair.
I didn't need to elaborate.
I think you know, Steve, I share a lot of your feelings. I think that... A win or lose on 12 days from now, the Republican Party is going to have to do a whole lot of soul searching and to rejuvenate itself with some kind of positive, optimistic, yes, visionary agenda for the American people. And but I don't see where that necessarily disagrees with Daniel. What he's saying is that there are a lot of people who may choose to vote for Trump because the Democratic Party has become so extreme and dysfunctional and fractionalized. By the way, it's true for our whole government. Aren't you disgusted that they can't even get together to make a compromise on this stimulus relief bill for COVID?
I do. I dislike that, but I want to point out it's not sitting with me that they are that the Democrats are against law and order. It's not sitting with me that they're socialists. They're not. It's sitting with the right wing, far right. It's not sitting with me. I'm a moderate. You're losing us.
Right. And again, if President Trump loses, it will be because of millions of people just like you. And no, I don't think the best way to win elections is to demonize your opponents or by ascribing to them evil intentions. And I think there's altogether too much of that on both sides in our politics. I appreciate your call. Did you vote for Trump last time?
No, I did not.
Okay. So this will not be the first time. I assume you are voting for Vice President Biden and Governor Inslee?
Vice President Biden, unclear on the Inslee one.
Okay. Well, that remains to be seen. I think the outcome is not that much in doubt. I appreciate your call, Steve, and I appreciate your listening and sharing your opinion. Barack Obama was speaking, and we can listen to some of this maybe tomorrow, but I think one of the reasons that this has not gotten even more publicity, Barack Obama speaking in Philadelphia, is because he is so good at this. He is. He's much better than Biden, and it's not a comparison that works well for the former vice president. Former President Barack Obama returned to the trail to stump for Joseph R. Biden Jr. in Philadelphia yesterday, and he ridiculed President Trump for complaining about campaigning in Pennsylvania, contracting the coronavirus, and hiding business dealings with China. Quote, "We know that he continues to do business with China because he has a secret Chinese bank account. How is that possible?" Mr. Obama asked supporters who had been invited to hear him speak at a drive-in rally in the parking lot of a Philadelphia sports complex. He was referring to a New York Times report that revealed previously unknown financial holdings of the president's at a time when Mr. Trump is criticizing Mr. Biden's ties to China. "Can you imagine if I had a secret Chinese bank account?" said the former president, wearing blue shirt sleeves. Can you imagine if I had a secret Chinese bank account when I was running for re-election? They would have called me Beijing Barry. Well, it's a pretty good line. It's probably true. It is not a great idea to have a president who owes a bunch of money to people overseas, said President Obama. And he went on. He never really hated Mitt Romney or John McCain or, for that matter, George W. Bush. I think the feelings by President Obama toward President Trump, they're different. They're more bitter and personalized. Speaking of bitter and personalized, a movie that's worth considering. We're talking about divisions in a political year where everything seems to go wrong. Of course, that recalls 1968. And that movie that's worth looking at is a movie from 69, which captured some of the madness of that era. That part of our MedVed Entertainment Minute.
For MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The big new film, The Trial of the Chicago Seven, focuses new attention on the bloody riots of 1968 at the Democratic Convention in Chicago. But 50 years ago, another film gave a very different focus on these same historic confrontations. The 1969 classic is called Medium Cool, available now on DVD or usually on YouTube.
How does it feel to stop feeling? You may discover violence at a time when an entire country learns to feel nothing.
Yeah, but you'll feel plenty looking at this amazing film from a half century past. The documentary style gives a sense of immediacy and authenticity to the dark summer of 1968. Originally rated NC-17 when it was released, it's now an R for chilling violence and loads of tough language. A 3.5-star rating for the searing, unforgettable, and surprisingly relevant Medium Cool. And on the Michael Medved Show, tomorrow we'll be, of course, reviewing the biggest TV spectacular of the year. That would be the final debate between Biden and Trump. And we'll also be reviewing the new Borat film. Yes, including the controversial films with Rudy Giuliani and some controversial scenes shot right up here in the Seattle area. That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
School is back.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.